evangelism initiative, a holistic one. And the acronym BLESS stands for Begin With Prayer. That's what we looked at 2 weeks ago. We talked about how prayer is not just for those we're praying for, but prayer also changes the one praying. Today we're talking about listening with care. E is eat together. S is serve and love. And the last S is share your story. So today we're talking about listening with care. And I wonder, how important is it to you to feel like someone's actually listening? It's hugely important. You know, no one likes to feel ignored. And perhaps, if you were to think back on your life, and maybe even your faith story, you would find that someone else truly listening to you was a part of your story, a crucial part of your story. I know for myself, I shared this last week on Wednesday in our adult study. Another pastor listening to me, a young guy who had lots of questions and some frustration and anger, was crucial in me coming back to the church. It wasn't that he had all the answers for me. It was just that he listened. So listening is crucial, and it's a huge thing that God uses in bringing people to himself. He uses people like you and I who have an open ear to what God is doing, what other people, and what's going on in other people's lives. So we're going to look at the passage from the book of Acts this morning, the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, to explore the importance of listening with care at a deeper level. This whole story is about communication. The whole story starts with an angel of the Lord coming to Philip, speaking to him, saying, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." Now, that sounds pretty mundane to our ears, right? Okay, go down south to the road that goes to from Jerusalem to Gaza. Now, what we're missing in that is that this was, and it alludes to it a little bit, a desert road. There was nothing there. There was nothing there. It'd be like feeling like God tells you to go travel down a minimum maintenance road somewhere, you know? I mean, people did travel this, but it was sparse. And there's been some scholarly argument about the word south here because it can also mean noon or midday. So even more strangely, this angel of the Lord might have been asking him to go down to this desert road in the middle of the day. And if you've ever been to a culture that lives in a hot place, do they do a lot of things at noon? No. And they didn't have air conditioning with their camels and donkeys and chariots back in those days. So we don't know for sure, but no matter whether it was the middle of the day or in the morning or in the evening, this request from the angel of the Lord to just go down to this desert road would have been a big ask. So Philip listens. He obeys. He started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Kandake, which means queen of the Ethiopians. Now, I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with the term eunuch. A eunuch is a person who has been castrated. In other words, they are not going to be able to have children. Okay, and the purpose for that is because when you are in close proximity to royalty and to a queen, they needed to ensure that these people were trustworthy and weren't going to mess with the royal line and so on and so forth. I know. We don't deal with this a lot in our day. But I want to make sure you're not just scratching your heads about this. That's what's going on. But this man from Ethiopia, which, as far as we can tell, in the biblical sense here, would have been around what was known as Cush in the Old Testament. It would have been in the Sudan area. So this was a black man. This was a black man who was powerful in service to the queen. He was overseeing the whole of the treasury. So first, Philip listens to the Spirit of God who tells him to this go to this desert road, and he encounters what, you know, to Philip might have been, you know, encountering a unicorn. Okay? This was an extremely rare moment. He just stumbles upon this, and it gets better. He stumbles upon this Ethiopian eunuch, and Philip notices that he's reading something. Now, back in those days, they didn't have books like this, okay? They had scrolls. So he sees him reading a scroll, and back in those days, they also didn't do a whole lot of reading silently. In fact, our kids, they have this thing called OR now, OR. Oral reading. They actually want them to say it out loud now at home. So we got kids sitting around our house just reading books out loud. That's how they did it in Philip's day. They would have been reading, he would have been reading this scroll out loud. Why? It was good for the memory, good for memorization. So he was reading it out loud, and he was reading the scroll of Isaiah. So Philip is told by the Spirit of God to go out to this desert road. He encounters the head of the treasury close to the queen of Ethiopia, sitting on the side of the road in his chariot, reading the scroll of Isaiah out loud. Now, you'll notice that Philip, as he's doing this, he's coming across him, he is doing some listening, right? He has his ears perked, and he realizes what this man is reading. And he comes to him, and he asks an open-ended question. He says, "Do you understand what you're reading? Do you understand what you're reading?" And he had gone over there by the, again, call this time of not the angel of the Lord, but the Holy Spirit, who told him to go to that chariot and stay near it. So the man says, "How can I unless someone explains it to me?" Now, I got a show of hands. If you've ever opened up the Old Testament and that's how you're feeling, how can I understand this unless someone explains it to me? I know that when we've been getting together on our Wednesday nights, there's more than a few people who have felt that way about the Old Testament. So this man was in the same boat. He couldn't understand exactly what he was reading. Now, this man was reading the scroll of Isaiah not just by total happenstance. Scholars believe most likely this man was what would have been known as a God-fearer. That is, he was not a totally uneducated, uninitiated Gentile, but he was a Gentile who had in some way come into contact with Jewish people or somehow this idea of the God of Israel. That's probably why he was coming from Jerusalem in the first place. There was a court that these God-fearers could come to make offering. So Philip encounters a man whose journey had begun, as far as hearing from God, had begun long before he ever even got there to meet this guy in the desert. And so after the man says, "How can I know what I'm possibly reading?" Peter looks at the passage that reads, "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." And the man wants to know, who is he talking about? Is Isaiah talking about himself or somebody else? And Philip sees the moment because he had been listening to the Spirit. He had been listening to the man. And he sees the moment to be able to share the gospel. And so he takes that passage that he heard about this lamb that was led to the slaughter. And he tells him about Jesus, who was the suffering servant who went to the cross and died for him. We don't get all the details of this man's conversion, except that while they were traveling along the road together, the eunuch says, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized?" He gave orders to stop the chariot. Philip and the eunuch get out into the water. Philip baptizes him. And then the Spirit calls Philip away to whatever is next on the agenda. Now, this encounter that Philip has is significant. Before we talk more about listening, it's significant because when Jesus gave the Great Commission, he told them to make disciples. And he talked about it being from Judea, Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth. This man, as far as Philip was concerned and the Jewish community there was concerned, the small fledgling church, this man represented the end of the earth. He was far away. He was nowhere close to them. So I want to draw out some points for us this morning when it comes to listening with care. After reading this encounter between Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, the first one is that God prepares us in advance to listen and to bless. Philip, and you may not know this about Philip, but Philip was a Greek-speaking Jew. He was naturally Greek-speaking. And so he was able to speak with this Ethiopian eunuch with Greek fluently. They weren't speaking the same language here. You may have wondered that. They were speaking Greek. So he also had cross-cultural understanding because he worked with helping widows. And so he was a servant. And this background that Philip had prepared him for an encounter with this man whose life was in service to someone else as well. So God prepares us to listen with our own story. Sometimes when I talk to fellow believers, they don't really know, can't really see what God might be able to use about them. But you need to understand that every single one of you, I've said this ad nauseum, but you have a story. Okay? You have a story, and your story makes you uniquely equipped to listen to someone else and to hear them truly. Because listening is actually not easy. A lot of times we think that we're good listeners, right? But how many of us, when we're listening to somebody else, are thinking in our heads what we're going to say? Yeah? Yeah. It's really easy to do that. But when we have been through something that another person has been through, that uniquely equips us to be able to listen and see what's going on in their lives, and God can use that as he used Philip. Secondly, God nudges us to bless people and prepares others to be blessed by us. God pushed Philip on that day to go out to that desert road, to go up to be near that eunuch. But it was also God who had been working ahead of Philip. Philip wasn't called down to just work with a blank slate, right? This man had already had some encounters. And Philip, in listening to the prompting of the Lord, was placed to be the next step along the way for this man. But another important thing we need to recognize here when it comes to God nudging us is that we need to be able to and willing to listen well to God. I gotta tell you, I felt nudges sometimes, and it was at a bad time. Anybody ever felt a little something tugging them to go talk to somebody, to go somewhere to say something, and you're like, it's not going to fit in my schedule. Or, that sounds awkward. God, that makes me anxious. There were multiple points for Philip here where he could have rejected the call that God was placing on him. But Philip chose to listen. And then so he got to be a part of something super cool that we are now reading about an entirely different continent thousands of years later. Next, God wants us to be with people. God wants us to be with people so that we can notice what God's doing. If Philip hadn't gone near to this man in the chariot, he wouldn't have been able to see what God was doing so that he could then be prompted by the Spirit to take the next step. Brothers and sisters, we cannot isolate ourselves from people outside of the church. I don't think we're doing that here, but we cannot do it. God needs us to be out there with people. God needs us to be out there with people who are different from us. God needs us to be out there with people who are hurting. God needs us to be out there with people who might rub us the wrong way sometimes. Because it's in proximity to people that we can detect what God's already doing. Lastly, God wants us to listen with care so that he can use us to bless other people who will then go on to bless all sorts of other people. We don't get the story of this man, this Ethiopian eunuch. We don't know what happens next for him. But you know Christianity is old in parts of Africa. Dates back to these early days, and I would not be surprised if this man that Philip stopped to meet had something to do with that. God wants you to listen to his prompting, listen to other people, so that you can bless people who will then go on to bless other people. So, friends, I want to close by just inviting you, open your ears. Listen to people's dreams, to their stories, to their fears. Listen to what God might be prompting you to do. It might be scary. It might seem weird. But let me tell you something. If you end up going up to check on somebody, see how they're doing, you call them up on the phone to tell them you were thinking about them, and it doesn't result in a Philip moment, that's okay. You don't know what part that was playing for that person. You're just called to listen and to respond. Let's pray together. Gracious God, open our ears so that we can hear, so we can listen to what you are doing, so that we can listen to what is going on in the lives of those around us, so that you can use us, God, for your glory. Amen.